Recently, I did a podcast on the gay bathhouses in New York City, 1972 to 1992. And I left out the most famous of the bathhouses. It was the Barracks on 42nd Street. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. In 1980, Fidel Castro of Cuba had let Cuban refugees come to America. That was in 1980. I remember that. That was a big deal. They all came on the ships and they came in America. They were Cuban refugees. And I'm not political. I don't know what the political reason for him to just let them go. We can imagine. If you Google it, you could read all about it. But it happened in 1980. And a year later, I was hanging out in Blues. Blues is a gay bar. I consider it a hustler gay bar. But Blues is a gay bar, or was a gay bar, on 43rd Street, at the corner of 43rd and 8th Avenue. And that was one of my hangouts. And I ran into, I should say, I met a guy at the bar. I bought him a drink, and he was Cuban. He was one of these refugees. Now, he didn't speak great English, but his English was pretty good. I mean, being that he's been in the country for a year, his English was, you know, pretty good. My Spanish was horrible. So anyway, I brought him home. At the time, I was living in Brooklyn. I brought him home. And yes, he was quite lovely, quite hairy, and quite hung. Yes, I enjoyed it. And I paid for it, because when he left, I realized I had money missing. Don't ask me how they do it. These guys who love to rob, I don't know how the hell they do. I've been robbed a lot of times in the 80s and 70s. I have no idea. They just know where to look. I guess it wasn't too obvious, because in my bedroom, I had a night table. So obviously, I guess he just opened up the night. I had money. I always keep money in my night table, top drawer. So when I walked him to the train station, so he'd go back to the city, wherever he was staying at, and I got home. It wasn't until the next morning because that's where I kept my car fare for the train. When I went to look for my car fare for the train, the money was gone. So, okay, I paid for it. So life goes on, as they say. Life goes on. Then I got horny one night. This now was about the end of the year, you know, 1981, towards the end. I said November 1981, and I got a little horny, and I wanted a quickie, and I had a couple of bucks, a couple of dollies, you know. And I went down to 42nd Street. That's where everybody go. If you want a quickie and want some action, you go down to 42nd Street. And I went to the Barracks. It was a bathhouse not far from 7th Avenue, between 8th and 7th Avenue. I went to the Barracks. And they had a little lobby there where you can watch TV and have the boys be, cruising. And I'm sitting there, and who pops up? The Cuban refugee who stole that money from me. Now, you might say, well, you should have got, you should have either stayed away from her, or you should have did this, and you should have did that. I'm like, no. Like I said, he was lovely. He was hairy, and he was hung. And I rented a little room, took him in the room, but this time I watched out. I said, I'm going to be careful this time, This time I'm going to be careful. And of course, you know what happened. We both enjoy ourselves. I know I did. I don't know if he did, but yes, we enjoy ourselves. And lo and behold, he left my room. And after he left my room, the first thing I said, where's my wallet? Now, I didn't keep it in a drawer. I didn't keep it on top of the head of the table. I didn't keep it on top of the table. I had it hidden in my clothes. You know how you have your pants and everything. I didn't have it in my pants pocket. I put it in, and I had a little the leg part with the shoes on top of it. But when he left the room, everything looked the same. Well, he found the wallet and stole my wallet. And I'm like, how in the hell did he find that? It was like, wow. Again, you don't get something for nothing, that's for sure. Well, that's my little story. And that was the 1981, I was still drinking and drugging. And one of the reasons why I had to stop drinking and drugging, which I didn't do that until 1984, I just got tired of people stealing from me. My name is Eric, and thank you for listening to this little bit tip of my life in 1981.